I think gamblers have the worst addiction, though. Just because their stories are fucking boring. You know, like drugs and alcohol, way worse for you. But at least good stories. You ever heard a gambler story? I used to work in an office and all my coworkers were gamblers. They'd be like, oh yeah, last night was pretty crazy. Come into the office. Like, last night was crazy. So we were playing cards, right? Okay, let me tell you a story. All right. So this guy over here, right? So he had a pair of twos, 10 high. I had a pair of eights, 10 high. He gets another two on the river. Bad beats me like a donkey. I'm like, you got math in your fucking story? What kind of story is this? And the story doesn't even end there. His buddy will be all upset. He's like, oh, this guy's calling me a donkey. This guy's calling me a... Oh, this guy's a donkey. Let me tell you about this. Okay, this guy. This guy had ace high, right? I had three queens. Three pretty ladies. He gets another two aces on the river flop. River flop. Bad beats me like a donkey. Fucks me like a donkey. Did anyone get fucked by a donkey last night? Otherwise, you're wasting my time. What is the story? I'm going to go back to work. At least like drug addicts, they always have like... Their stories are sad. But at least they're entertaining. Like, you've never heard a boring drug addict story. It's like, oh man, last night was pretty crazy. You know it's going to be crazy. Like, oh yeah, me and Trevor went over to Travis's place, right? Then we just pounded a bottle of Jameson and then just started fighting each other, fucking punching each other in the face. I throw Trevor through Travis's window. Travis gets all upset, kicks us out. We're like, fuck you, Travis. We don't need to be here in the first place. So we go down to the cocaine bar to get some cocaine, right? I get the cocaine. Trevor steals a fire extinguisher. And then he knocks out the bartender because he wanted us to pay our bill. So we run outside. Trevor smashes a car window with a fire extinguisher. We hop in. Now we're stealing a car, right? I'm doing bumps of the cocaine. Trevor starts fucking the fire extinguisher. I go over a speed bump. He gets his dick caught in the fire extinguisher. I run over a dog. At least I thought it was a dog. Turns out it was a baby. Turns out the cocaine was ketamine. Like, that's a good story. You don't know where it's going. Like, what's the worst thing a gambler's ever said? What's the worst thing a gambler's ever said? I lost my house in blackjack. That's not a story. That's just a sad fucking sentence. Get out of here. But I do like gambling. I like the pro lines, you know, because I don't know anything about sports, but I like to choose cities. That's all you need for a pro line. You just choose a city, and then real gamblers that know about sports get so upset. Like, I'll show them my ticket. They'll be like, you chose Miami over LA? That's not crazy! I'm like, yeah, they have no income tax in Florida. Like, how could you choose Washington over Boston? Boston's the favorites! I'm like, I don't know. I watched Independence Day last week. What the fuck do you want from me? And then when you win, they get really upset. You don't know anything! I remember my first pro line win. It was pretty good. Got home. After some shows, like 2 a.m, I checked my tickets and I was like, fuck yeah, I won. And I ran out to the corner store, nearest corner store, just like fucking kicked open the door. Went to go scan my ticket so I could hear that winner, Gagnon. It's a good sound. But the shit was off. So I was like, I don't need that sound anyways. So I walked up to the cashier and I flopped my ticket on the table. I'm like, cash me out, son! And he's like, you can't cash that right now. You have to come back during business hours. I'm like, you're open. He's like, no, gambling business hours. Apparently you're only allowed to cash a ticket like from 9 to 5 or something. Apparently it's because of problem gamblers. But I really think it's because of problem winners. Because I snapped. I was like, what do you mean you're not going to cash out my ticket? Who's going to pay for this then? And I started ripping open chip bags. Started pre-cracking Kit Kats. Who's going to pay